Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I'm your host, Conrad Cushman. Tonight, we have a jam-packed episode of AEW Dynamite lined up for you guys. Lots of things to talk about with this show. We're still on the road to Revolution. We got things to talk about with the channel here and lots of stuff to get into. It's been interesting lately. It's been very, very interesting. With that being said, we're going to hit the intro, and then I will introduce y'all to Derek, who just popped in. Just wanted to give him a second to settle in, and then we'll get with it. So let's go. Everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinion and the lesson, yes. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Should I just make him wait? No, let me stop. Let me stop. Derek, let me see here if I can get us in some type of dual layout here. Where is it? There we go. There we go. That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted. Look at you guys. You got a light now? Let me find out. Let me find out. Derek did up this game. Get you mic.
That'll be next, though. I'm definitely going to get one of those.
All right, now don't show that brand of water that you're drinking either. Now
I got you covered, bro.
Yeah, till they start paying, they don't get nada.
Right,
nada from us, nada,
not a thing, boy.
First, thank you everyone for joining us. Derek, how was coaching today?
Oh, no coaching. This was a basketball game. It was a playoff game that was supposed to start at 6, and it started at 7 all the way out in, like, what was it, Royalton Heartland High School or whatever? I don't know. About an hour away from us, and they lost, but there was no need for us to go all the way out there.
Was it a scrimmage game, or was it it was a playoff, you said, right?
Yeah, it was a playoff game.
Yeah, it might be divisional, so... guys, before we get into the actual show, I wanted to let people know, thank you guys so much for joining the stream yesterday. That is now my highest video on the Everything Pro Wrestling YouTube channel. Thank you guys so much for joining me for the interview with Brian Williams. If you guys haven't, I don't know, I'll try to post it in here somewhere. Just click on Everything Pro Wrestling. It's popping up. I think it was at 7K. Maybe it's more than that now. I haven't looked at it. I was cleaning a basement all day, truthfully. Like, I took a shower and I was like, I'm just going to do my review and then I'm going to get ready to lay down and go to bed. Like, that was it for today. All I've done is work. So I'm going to need to unwind in a week or two here. So I can't, but I'm grateful for that. And here's a little tidbit for everyone who's in here. I do have some of the questions answered from the homie Brian Williams. I will post those answers as soon as I can, and upon me getting those for the people who didn't get their super chats answered, I'm going to look through it, make sure that I can, and when I get it, I will post it on the Twitter. I'll take screenshots of everything you said. I'll tag Brian in it, so thank you. See, I felt bad that I didn't answer your questions, and I had to chase the brother down. Brian chased me down saying, let me see those. I'll answer them as best I can, if I can. So if he didn't answer it, that means he couldn't talk about it. But I will post that later on. Chat, let's get into it. And thank you, everyone, who showed up and showed out. Sir Quills, first one in the house. What up, Conrad and Derek? Your boy Sir Quills is back to enjoy yet another AEW Dynamite review. Let's get into it. Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Terrell says that pipe bomb by Wardlow. He said he injured CM Punk and mentioned how he's still come on now. Didn't he lose that match with CM Punk? I believe that was the Diesel roll up finish. Take it easy, War Dog. Take it easy. Talking crazy. Mike in the house, what's good, Mike? Representing The Rock. Appreciate you, bro. Renegade L2K, big thank you to you for modding up the chats yesterday and handling business. Some would even perhaps say he was out in these streets handling Derek. Big business.
Well,
No.
How you hating, bro?
God, please.
Yes. Clown in the house. Evening, everyone. Hope everyone is doing well. Clown, welcome. Appreciate you. Look at him. Pretty chill chat at Disneyland right now. Enjoy, brother.
Nice.
Enjoy. Get me one of them turkey legs. Is that, or that might be Disney World that has it. I don't know. Does Disneyland have them turkey legs? If not, get them. M. Leezy, the newest mod in the chat. The hands are ready. Matt Lopez, thank you so much. Hello, everyone. Good evening. Hope everyone had a good Wednesday. Appreciate you, Matt. Thank you. Thank you. Eric Douglas, I'm sorry, everyone, but that Wardlow promo put me to sleep. Tonight's Dynamite felt very like I was talking to BJ. He wasn't feeling it. I got to know how everyone felt about Dynamite tonight. Before you leave, you have to just tell me your overall thoughts of Dynamite, everybody, because it was crazy. Wardlow cooked Punk. We'll see what happens if Punk had a mic in his hand. I think that would that might change up. Might change up. XG Dub, appreciate you, fam, says, hey, yo. B-Boy, I want to hear Ice Cube Jr.'s remarks. Come on now. Don't disrespect O'Shea like that. O'Shea had some comments about, I don't know if you saw that, Derek, about like promoting people before they make their debuts versus just having them show up on TV. Both ways are fine. I don't know why people are like acting like this. I get that you want everyone to have a promo, but just because it's not done the way that like some people have spoon-fed it over years doesn't mean it's the right way. I've stood behind that and I'm standing on that. Like,
yeah. So sometimes it works, other times it doesn't. I mean, like it works, but I don't think it needs to go that way with every single person, but that's just me.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting comments here from Matt Lopez. Revolution's looking like pay-per-view of the year worthy. Could be. It could be. BJ comes out and he says, I'm asking this out of sheer curiosity because I'm really tired, so I don't want to feel cranky without reason. But were matches super sloppy tonight, or was that just my perception? It's okay with it, but I could see what BJ's saying as well.
Yeah, I mean, that one's tough. I mean, I don't think it was, I don't think it was sloppy. I think it seemed like people were getting a little tired too fast.
Right. I was waiting on you, Derek, and then Deanna had to let you know. Well, what up, Deanna?
What up, Deanna?
If you type the address that Christian said on Dynamite, it leads to a cemetery. Please don't tell me that. Please. Yeah. Derek is happy that TJPW booked Maki Ito versus Suzuki. Yeah, I said, did Derek book this? This is crazy. Crazy, no. Fam.
It only works if she gets that, never mind.
The sleeper? The sleeper hold?
Nah, I was thinking something else.
You Murder Grandpa might be the one that's in trouble. He might be taking a beat down this night.
Absolutely not.
We'll see. You should order this. We should make Derek order TJPW, watch the entire card and do a review on it.
When does it start?
Well, this is in Japan. So oh no, here he goes. No, I'm not doing it. I'll look it up. I'll get the time for you. Queen Maki, Eazy-E in the chat. What up, E? Appreciate you, family. Appreciate you. I haven't gotten back to you, E, but I will today. I promise. I've just been busy with the basement. Murder Grandma versus Baby Aki, instant classic. MDK all day. Yo, B Jizzle in the house. What up, B? Hey, what's going on, Rand? He said, what a busy week for EPW. Salute, fam, for real. Wow, look who showed up. Jesus Delio. What's up, Conrad? Derek, that dunk contest was awful, Conrad, and the All-Star game was trash. They need to fix that and the Pro Bowl. It's the players got to play, bro. That's it. Pro Wrestler Shoot says, yo. Rob in the house says, yo. BJ said, hope you guys are having a good night. Hope you're having a good night. BJ hit the, well. I see you, Rob. I see you. I just realized TK made Meat Madness match for Revolution. It could be Paul White's return. I don't know.
It better
Buffalo not. Versus the World 716 all day. We have turkey legs here. It costs you a crisp 20, though, just like them Bill snow plowers. Yeah, that's for 1 hour of work, too, shoveling that snow. Kiss it. If I don't own that team, then I ain't doing it. I want a piece of ownership then. Dynamite was very uneven, up and down for me. Okay, interesting. I like War Dog talking. Wardlow wasn't totally wrong. No, he did put them hands on CM Punk, but don't act like you won. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Josh, I haven't watched Dynamite in a few weeks. I wasn't feeling it. Kind of burnt out on Moxley. Ooh. How you feel about Moxley these days?
You know what? I think I'm with Jocelyn on this, man. I think Moxley needs to like step away for a while. I think he's had so much exposure within like the last month, and it's just like, all right, take a break, man, take a break.
Right, Derek, get that month of Wrestle Universe and just slide me that password. he trying to get it in. Wrestle versus Noah, DDT, and TJPW. So you got three good promotions there. It's just everything costs so much money now, man. It's just crazy. It's TJPW, so it usually starts earlier, like 11, 12 East Coast time.
12.
Y'all don't know Derek. Y'all don't know Derek. He's knocked. This is past Derek bedtime here. Craig, we know what you. I didn't know if you wanted to be exposed or called your other name, but this is Craig's Twitch channel, so make sure you check him out. I was chilling with the homie when he was playing some games the other day, so definitely worth checking out the channel. Appreciate you. And he said Moxley is tired. Who ain't, brother?
That's what I was saying. Like I definitely feel like he's like super super tired.
Right. If you guys haven't already, make sure that if you're in the chat, you do me a favor. Hit the like button on the video. Helps more people watch the video. Leave comments after this. Even if you missed the live chat, leave us comments. Podcast versions. Leave us a 5-star review. Do all the YouTube things. Be cool. Come in here. Let's talk. Let's be real. Let's have some fun, man. Thank you guys so much. That's yesterday. All those people coming in, that's what gets the excitement going. That's what gets videos to come out and do some more stuff. As you can see, not too many people in here for the Dynamite review, but a lot of people wanted to talk wrestling video games. Hey. I don't know what you want me to tell you. So
real quick, she's gonna send me the info for that, and I got you, bro.
For what?
TJWP or whatever.
You gonna watch that?
I might, bro.
All right, now don't make no promise you can't keep, bro. We'll take a look at it. I'll help you look it up next time. Next time you're here, I'll help you look it up.
Gotcha.
Right. Who's the first person you're using in 2K24 besides George? George the Animal Steel. Congrats on the 2K sub. Thank you, BJ. I don't know who the first person I'll pick in there. I don't know. I might pick Roman. I don't know. You going Ali? Joe Bruiser? I just checked. It's going to be at midnight.
Uppercut. Pow.
Man, that's WrestleMania weekend, man. We're starting it off early. We'll see. We'll see. That's the week before Mania, I think, right? What's the 31st?
31st is...
That's a Sunday. So, yeah, that's the week before Mania, so... You never know. Derek watching Joshi. It's a miracle, y'all. It's a miracle. Let's get into the show, man. We got some news here on several things. Tony Khan had posted this earlier. AEW announces Jennifer Pepperman as Vice President of Content Development. She is a 3-time Daytime Emmy Award winner. Will work alongside AEW CEO and head of creative Tony Khan on development of content for live programming. I'm not going to get too deep into reading that whole thing. If you guys want to, pause the video, read it. She got the All Elite graphic. Tony Khan must be real proud of this signing. She was previously employed at WWE, and the only other thing that I could say of that we know for sure is she was her name's been in some lawsuits with WWE, just dealing with employees and things like that. But that she's upper management, so that could happen too, no matter what. Yeah. And also, I have read that she was friends with Mercedes Moné. I don't know how true any of this is, but. You know, maybe, James, I'm sorry we're crushing your dreams. That big business is going to be about Paul White. I think it's going to be about Mercedes Moné, but we tried. We tried. He said a steak and cheese sandwich on the line or whatever it is. Oh, y'all trying to get me to – it wasn't no steak and cheese. It was the steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Derek's got to eat that breakfast sandwich from McDonald's on camera. Nasty work, bro.
Nah. Well, I mean, I'll do it on camera, but – do we do a Fight Forever or 2K?
Nah, man. Let me see this, man, because 2K got them buttons now. We'll see. We'll see. I just pre-ordered yesterday, so I'm in. I'm sold.
When does it drop?
March 5th.
March 5th? Okay.
Right. Yeah, so we're close. Deanna says she just got fired for WWE. She asked for release. Okay. That's fine and dandy. Is she going to bring something different to the table? What, like I said, AEW can do all this stuff, Derek, but what does any of it mean?
Doesn't mean anything if you don't,
they have to figure out how to catch the buzz.
Yes.
Now, I don't know how the momentum feels on the other side of things, but it's the back and forth. And wrestling fans, for some odd reason, can't be both are winning. It's got to be one side's up, one side's down, one side's up. So WWE's still riding the hot streak right now, but are they going to be riding it a year from now? Are they going to be riding it 6 months from now? Who knows? AEW people thought they had it, and look, it's gone. Now they got to try and find it. That's how this works, and it's all right. Tony Khan made a hire. Good for him. We'll see if it changes anything with the show programming. I want to see some unique stuff on the show, though. I don't want to see, like, rehashed, like, WWE camera angles. You know what I mean? You could have hired Kevin Dunn and just told him to come in and do 40 million camera cuts. You don't need that. Yeah. I hope that she is going to bring something different to the live content part of the show. We'll see. Hold on here. Rob's acting a fool. Paul White comes out, introduces Mercedes. I'll accept that. Rob says, nah, that steak bagel from Hoagie Stop. Derek may want to lose after seeing that. I can't say that word because I think it'll definitely pick it up, but we'll say mug. Nah, Derek still ain't gonna do it, I don't think. Derek's stomach gonna be in knots. And it's got it. No, and his has to be the McDonald's. No hash brown, no OJ. Derek may get one of those little Dixie cups of water. That's it. He got a stomach that bad boy for 5 minutes after. Then I'm like, all right, you can have something now. We're going to get Derek on camera eating that.
I promise you, bro. If that ever happens, that's going to be the worst brick ever.
Man, now you're talking about real doo-doo. Grow up, Derek. Grow up. Terrell says, I still think Mercedes debuts at Revolution. She signs the contract at Big Business. She'll come out after Storm and Deanna's match. Could be. So, booty shorts, HBK, your first choice? Chill. You might like it, Deanna says. McKinney in the house. What's good? Yo, I'm here to talk wrestling and listen to the Midnight Express of Wednesday nights. EPW, LFG. Let's freaking go. The man said doo-doo. Cake cups. Don't even say it, Derek. Don't even.
I believe he out here selling real doo-doo.
Yo, any word of JR resigned? I have not heard it yet. E's telling people like the vid. He's on Twitch as well. Thank you, E. Yeah. Make sure you guys like the vid, man. I'm going to put the socials in the chat. Yeah, make sure you guys show some love on that. And by the way, I mentioned that we did that video with Brian Williams. Make sure you guys show some love to my guys over at the Pro Wrestling Shoot. I'm also going to put their link in the chat right now. They did tremendous as well, and we worked together on those two interviews, so thank them as well for that. And shout out to SmackDown. I was featured on like SmackDown Hotel by some of the coolest content creators, like Legends OGs in the game. I appreciate that from everyone. Let's get into this, though. We're going to get into this review. Opening match tonight, my favorite match of the night. John Moxley, Claudio Castagnoli versus FTR in a tag team bout. Derek, this one was getting hot and heavy early on. Moxley was bleeding. Tags back and forth. They hyped up Big Business that's coming. Big chips. And the crowd was hot. And they wrestled to a time limit draw. It looked like FTR might have had them, but time limit draw. I don't think you have bad matches with, like, Claudio. Even Moxley was fine in this match. I know what you guys are saying. Like, Moxley feels tired. Like, maybe you've seen him too much. Like, overexposure maybe. But I still thought this was the match of the night, personally.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I won't say any different on that. It definitely was match of the night. But, yeah, no, it just looks like he's trying to do so much at one time, and it's starting to physically weigh on him. Like, you can see he's like, to me, it looks like he's, like, really, really trying to put the battery in his back and, like, all right, come on. I need this Duracell battery to help me out because I'm falling apart here right now.
Right. Matt Lopez says 100% match of the night. Deanna said good match. I loved it. It was just a classic tag team bout. I think if you let these guys go in there and do some more, I think they'll crush it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just like this to me, like when I started watching it, I'm like, yo, this is a hoss fight right here, bro.
For real, for real. McKinney says, so I only got to watch snippets while at work. Is AEW trying to lean into the internet talk of all the mishaps and fumbles, or is the talent like F it? What do you mean, McKinney? BJ said, I'm aiming to beat our truce record, as he just won the title in the chat. I think Mox is taking that role as the ace too much, and he needs a break.
Yeah.
Andy Johnson, appreciate you. Thank you for the update, sir. Just signed for Collision, FTR versus Shane Taylor Promotions. Let's go. Let's go. I'm with it. Yeah, I'm excited for this match. We'll get into it more. They jumped around a lot tonight. So here's the promo stuff. Orange Cassidy versus Mike Bennett. It announces that he's barely cleared for the match by Dr. Samson. FTR is backstage, and they challenge BCC to a match at Revolution. Derek, what kind of match fancies them for Revolution? Do you go 2 out of 3 falls, cage? Like, what do you think works best for those teams?
I was going to say 2 out of 3. I was going to say 2 out of 3 or, yeah, no. I'm going to stick with 2 out of 3. I think 2 out of 3 fits them well. I was going to say street fight, but I don't think that's going to go that way. I definitely think 2 out of 3 is the best way to go for them.
Right. Man, some people are not feeling Mox in the chat. Horrible doctor, barely clear someone. Orange wanted to wrestle, I guess. But yeah, I think 2 out of 3 falls might be the best thing. They've done a lot of gimmick matches recently. Maybe even they take it to the Ring of Honor show. We'll get to that momentarily as well. We'll see what they do with it. Nothing's been announced officially, I don't believe. Orange Cassidy appeared at Rev Pro this weekend. Tony Khan was in the house. It was like the farewell to Will Ospreay on the Indies. Orange Cassidy made a surprise appearance to defend the International Championship. I thought that was all very cool. Really good stuff here. And then you got Orange Cassidy versus Mike Bennett. I thought it was an okay match. Orange gets the win and Jake Hager makes the save. They had the Oklahoma come out in Oklahoma. So Boomer Sooner, Derek, I don't know what else to say. He made the save, man.
Hey, I definitely need clarification as to what the reasoning was for him coming out. Like, is it just like, you know, I had enough of you guys, so now you're gonna have to fight me? Or is it like, do I really have, like, am I really backing them for whatever reason may, you know, whatever the case may be?
I think they don't know what to do with Hager right now without him being aligned with, like, Jericho or something, or I don't know. I feel like they just don't know what they want to do with him yet.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's nice to see him back, but I just need clarification. Like, all right, like, I'm just stepping in because you guys think, like, is this like the like we go back to like the corporate ministry and all that kind of stuff. Like, all right, we got to fight against you right now because you're just way too big right now, and you're taking over everything.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like they need someone to help balance this, but the Undisputed Kingdom should really be feuding with like the Acclaimed or yeah. The Bang Bang Scissor Gang should have got their revenge first before they got to where they did, and maybe Roddy should be on his own right now while they're distracted.
Yeah.
And it would have put them in jeopardy versus right now they feel kind of like the Undisputed Kingdom feels flat.
Yes. And honestly, right now I think the Undisputed Kingdom should be the bloodline of AEW right now, because there's no other faction really that would live up to that caliber right now, and I think they're the only ones who can live up to it, and I think they're the only ones who
I would say could have lived up to it.
Yeah,
it's just gonna be tough, man. Quill says BCC, why did it have to end in a draw? Quills, they need more matches for Revolution is what it sounds like, or for the show before Revolution. They need some type of hype going into this, and BCC and FTR are both really good teams, but they're trying to give opportunities to others. It's the best way I could put it. Matt Lopez says Ospreay versus Michael Oku was amazing from Rev Pro. Absolutely it was. Watch him. Michael Oku is going to be somebody that you guys want to keep an eye out for. Like, I think that that's a tremendous talent. And if you have not seen the highlights from the Ospreay match, ridiculous. Ridiculous. Conrad, Derek, random question, but what's the point of having multiple women's matches if they feel like they're moving them in fast forward? So, Eric, here is the purpose of this. Is that the next match, too? You got no. We got a bunch of bits after this because Hager makes the save. We talked about Hager. Roderick Strong's announced for Rampage. Hager needed a match in the city because he's going to help draw and get people hyped up for it. Angelo Parker is hanging out with Ruby Soho. That's a segment for Ruby. You also have Timeless Toni Storm and Deonna Purrazzo who are in matches after this. They are giving the women more time. This is what I'm talking about, though, Eric. You have to be careful with what you say and what you do during these. I'll go back to my example again. Me and Derek have been to multiple shows. Every time we go to the women's match, Forbidden Door, Toni Storm versus Willow Nightingale, I was like, you guys are crazy if you're getting up for this match. People got up in masses, though. That sends a message to Tony Khan that says, Tony, I don't want this on my TV. If you want it on your TV, you have to support it. You have to tell people like, yo, no, you got to check this out. These people are really good, and I'm going to tell you why. If people don't want to believe it, that's fine, but you did your part. Like, hey, I told y'all to try to watch this. Buy the merch. Go to the shows. Cheer for them. That's how, if you want to get people noticed or get them over, that's what happens. And if they don't, then maybe they're not as over as we thought. If they're doing things that will purposely hold down the talent, then that's different. But you can't wonder why is Tony not putting this on TV if it's going to be the lowest rated segment and stuff like that. I think he's been trying, though, personally.
Oh, yeah, I definitely think he's been trying. I think we've gotten to the point where we want so much out of the women's matches. And then when we finally get it, it just doesn't seem like it's enough. And I think this is the world of wrestling where the fans get too fickle. Like, bro, and I was part of it, but I'm enjoying the women's matches. So I exclude myself from that because I was a part of it in the beginning. Like, yo, I need you to do more with them. I need you to do more with them. And then now we've gotten to the point where they're doing more. I'm enjoying it. When was the last time you heard me say, hey, that was not a good women's match? Like,
it's been months. I can't think of the last time we said that.
Yeah, like
I think the women's division's been the best part of the show lately.
It has. And
if there's no Swerve, no Joe, Hangman, whatever the feud's been for the world title, for the most part, it's either been that or the women's division. Where is the tag division gone? Because you have split this up with the trios belts. That's a big issue.
that is a big issue. That's the bigger issue. I think we need to stop focusing on the women, because the women they're doing just fine. They're doing great. The tag division is dwindling right now. What are we doing?
I don't think it's bad, the tag division. I think the tag division needs a fresh injection of people. Like, I miss Rey Fénix and Pentagon being a team. Let's showcase Private Party more. Let's get Top Flight in there some more. Let's put people in Ring of Honor's tag division and get it exciting. Where's the Butcher and the Blade? Like, put these guys on TV. They're not getting enough TV time now. But with the divisions that AEW has, somebody's going to suffer. There's just not enough TV time. That's why I've been telling people, if you want the best trios matches, tag matches, that's been on Collision, honestly, on Saturdays. McKinney says, if Roddy doesn't win that title, the Undisputed Kingdom is a flop. If I have to make one prediction now that's pretty bold about this Revolution card, Roderick Strong is going to win that championship. Oh yeah, Orange Cassidy's been the champ for too long.
Yeah, it's time for Orange to drop that. It's over. If Orange doesn't drop it, then I'm going to be highly upset. Don't get me wrong, I love Orange Cassidy, but I'm going to be highly upset.
Yeah, and McKinney's not wrong about the rest of it either. Like, they're not doing too much with the tag belts. I don't watch Ring of Honor enough to say. Cole is far from ready, and Wardlow feels lost again. They're trying to hype him up, though. They did give him promo time tonight for a reason. Roddy has to win the title. Chair Relax, welcome. Appreciate you, fam. Says, my problem is you can see that these women are not getting enough reps in the ring. They need to do more somewhere together so they don't look as sloppy as they do.
I mean, I could see that. I mean, so there are a lot of women who don't really grace our presence on the big screen. So I can see that. The ones who have been on TV, they've been doing just fine. But I do think there is a good portion of them that need to be back on there.
I think Toni Storm, I think that they've split up the Ring of Honor divisions and stuff very nicely. There's enough people over there to do something with. Athena's over down there. She's still the champ. They're introducing a women's championship, a television championship down there. They're trying to do more with people. So I can't be too mad with what Tony and them are doing. No. I'm with Matt here. Women's division stepping up because they are fighting to be noticed. I agree. Yeah. Adam Cole at home probably thinking something. Wardlow said, what? Nah, Cole's just, listen, we need Cole back, but we can't rush it either. I mentioned big business, folks. Don't forget the tickets are on sale at the TD Garden Wednesday, March 13th. You guys, if anyone's interested in the show, that's going to be a big show for us. So if you guys are liking the channel, make sure you are back here that Wednesday to come talk some Dynamite with us, man. Good times. Next up here. Oh, we did get a Angelo Parker, Ruby Soho going out on a date. Cool. She thinks a car pulls up. He's like, no, I got us a lift. Sorry, babe. And then out comes Ric Flair. Ric Flair is out there saying that he wants to he's been away for too many weeks. He wants to assess his options, and he goes to talk with the Young Bucks. Ooh. Honestly, that's all they did tonight, so I'm not even that upset. Daniel Garcia got a promo, and Daniel Garcia has been named the challenger since Adam Copeland was taken out. I like this move, Derek. Instead of going back to Copeland and Christian Cage right away, pay-per-view, Daniel Garcia is getting the shot.
Yes.
Might be time for Garcia to rock with it. I think this is the one match I could go either way on it, and I'll be happy.
Yeah, you know what? I'm good with that too. I think if Daniel, I think if he gets the title, I'm good with it. If he doesn't get the title, I'm still good with it, because then that sets up a match with Christian and Adam Copeland for Adam Copeland to take it from Christian. But Danny Garcia definitely should get the title. I think he should. But, you know, we'll see what hand is dealt for old Danny boy.
RVD, Hook, and Hangman Adam Page are backstage. Hangman Page seemed to be super focused on Swerve Strickland, like, too much. And when RVD did his usual promo, he yelled at him for it. I feel like Hangman and Swerve are about to do the flipperooski, because Swerve's getting cheered more and Hangman's starting to get booed more. I don't know if you guys are feeling that in the chat. Let me know when we get to the main event, but that's how I'm seeing it, Derek.
No, I see it that way too, but
it's the mustache, man. It's taking over.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, bro. I just like putting aside of my real feelings,
bias.
Yes. I have to say, every time I watch Hangman do his promos, everything sounds so forced. I don't like it at all.
I can respect it. And I understand what you're saying with some of the promos with it. Not that we do them, but you know what I mean. It's your delivery sometimes.
Yeah.
McKinney comes back with a women's comment again. He said, I think here in AEW, the women could use a tag division. It's a lot of women that could be showcased, especially from ROH. Plus, they need house show matches to get that chemistry for better matches. I hear you on that. Maybe when Tony Khan books them out, he could say, hey, I want these two working together. And then people come and see it. I don't know what's the best way to do that. Matt Lopez comes in. ROH has 5 women's matches tomorrow, 4 tournament matches, plus a women's championship main event. It's going down. Big business, the debut of Boston's Own, the Doctor of Thugonomics, John Cena. You cut it out, Terrell. One last turn on Sting. Please, no. No more. P. John, what's good? Welcome. Why would Sting trust Flair? I don't know. He's done it every other time when he asked him to join the Horsemen. Garcia is one of the most exciting members of the Bloodline. Yo, chill. You saw that was Rock's wife's name, his ex-wife. Everyone was like, Daniel Garcia, you're in the Bloodline? He was like, you never know. Garcia's just a fool, bro. RVD was looking for that smoke. I don't know what you mean, sir. Hangman shaved the beard. Disappointed. he was starting to finally look like a cowboy. Heel cowboy. You are definitely right about the swerve is the face. Hangman is with his best Magnum T look. Facts. Ric Flair talking to the young schmucks. What? Cena Sr. will be in Boston. He will be. 3 things that are certain in life, Matt says. Death, taxes, and Ric Flair turns on Sting. It hurts me, brothers. Let's get into the women's matches. Timeless, Toni Storm came out, and she had a match with, I hope I'm saying this right, Cindy Wendell. Cindy with an S, by the way. Taps out her opponent with Deonna Purrazzo's finisher. This was light buildup. One of the things that have been lost in pro wrestling, we always talk about like the good that came from WCW versus WWF back in the day, right? One of the things that have hurt is the lack of squash matches to build people up to being believable. I know that they probably got long in the tooth and you got bored of them, but at the same time, they didn't really need to beat anybody established to get to their pay-per-view match.
Right. Yeah. No. I'm good with it.
Deonna Purrazzo followed up immediately after she had a match. She was in action, and guess who she faced? Madison Rayne. We haven't seen her in a while. At least I haven't, unless she's been on ROH. But she wins with the ankle lock, a move that Timeless Toni Storm has been using. Timeless Toni Storm comes into attack. Watch out for the shoe. She gets ready to throw the shoe. And both women are met at a stalemate, and she puts the lipstick on all over her face. It looks crazy. They are wiling out. And yeah, they did that. That's what they had. They did the split screen thing again, where it's like black and white on one side and then the dynamite stuff on the other side.
I think that's the that's one of the best features you can do right there.
It's the appeal of showing that two friends have lost their way. I don't need to go into the tattoo stuff and all that. Like I said, I've been angry over that for the past few weeks. You don't need to explain every single little thing. Like, I got it. They have matching tattoos. They were friends, obviously, in Japan, and they've drifted apart. And now they're showing the two different worlds that they're in and who's going to win. And honestly, it's hard to call this match, too, for Revolution. I don't know if you go with a new champ or if you go with, hey, let's keep things the same.
Oh. I think at this point in time, I think you stay. You don't change anything right now because Deonna Purrazzo just came in. I mean, granted, that'd be a huge upset, but is it the upset we need right now?
Oh, but Deanna kind of deserves it too. She's been crushing, but at the same token, so is Toni Storm. Like I said, to me, this is a toss-up.
I think you got to go the route that I'm thinking. You got to have what's her name? Madison Rain.
Yeah, Madison Rayne was the one who faced Deanna.
No. Who's the what's the girl's name that's rocking with
Mariah May.
Mariah May. I think you have to have Mariah May turn on Toni Storm in order for that to work.
Yeah, I saw people talk about Madison getting dropped on her head. I'm with BJ. I hope she's okay. Charilax talked about it too. Deanna says upset. Toni goes crazy like Joan Crawford. Was she no more wire hangers, lady? Come on now. Come on now. She was bugging.
She
She
was.
was bugging. Listen, they're featuring the women more. I like it. I think featuring them more has to do with just saying. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I think she's coming. It's there. They are trying to prove it. And yeah, let's see what they do. Supercard of Honor is announced for April 5th in Philadelphia. A la-di da-di. They're going to be out there for that show. So if you're a Ring of Honor fan, check it out. I'm interested to see what they promote for the show, what they can get together for it. Honestly, though, Derek, I stand by this. I don't know if you saw TNA, Scott D'Amore got released.
No, I didn't see.
Some said fired, some said he requested it. There's a lot of drama around that. TNA has written a letter requesting that they bring him back, try to work things out. We're gonna have to wait and see what happens with that. But if Scott D'Amore is free, Tony Khan, let him run Ring of Honor.
Yes.
Let someone else run it so that way you could focus on Dynamite. I don't think I'd be as upset if it was like, okay, Tony, focus on this. Let Scott D'Amore have that. And then when you're ready, you're like, hey, I'll take them.
Yeah,
It can
yeah.
still be for your entertainment and Scott can still work with you, but I think if Tony takes that away, it'll help him greatly.
Yeah, he needs to focus on one thing and one thing only.
True that, true that. McKinney said Tony retains. Deanna is the new fish. Give her a title shot, but she can't win on the first go around. She has a few wins, but doesn't mean hand her the title. She's doing well though, too. Like, here's the thing. I don't think Tony needs the title. If that makes sense. Like, what Tony's gonna be a character no matter what.
Yeah.
But it depends on what the end game is. Is the end game to have Mariah May win the title? Is it to get it on Mercedes? Is it to get it on Deanna? Deanna, excuse me. Sorry, Deanna, you could be champ too.
Right.
So I don't know. It could go either way with that.
Yeah, it's definitely a toss up. It can definitely go either way. I'm thinking more so. I think she, yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one. I'm gonna have to come back to that one.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about once it's time to do preview and predictions for Revolution. Let me see. Mariah May versus Anna Jay is going to be on Rampage this week. Rampage is back at its usual time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We also have a Young Bucks promo. Sammy Guevara is also going to be in the house cutting a promo, it looks like, or saying some words. Roderick Strong versus Jake Hager. And there's a trios three-way, Derek. I think they booked this just for you. Top Flight with who was it? I put best friends. This is not correct. Hold on. Someone yell at me if I got this wrong. So I know it's Pentagon Commander and Brian Keith, Private Party and Matt Sydal, and Top Flight with or no, it's Top Flight as a crew. There's three of them in it. What am I talking about? I don't know how best friends got in there, but that's a botch by me. So yeah, there's gonna be a three-way. I don't know who wins this. I'm here for the ridiculousness of it all. Yeah, I know Derek doesn't like this. Too many people flying for him.
It really is, and it's going to get sloppy. No one can tell me that it's not going to, because it is.
Give it a chance, man. Give it a chance. Sting and Darby Allin got to cut a promo tonight. They were in front of like a church, and I really liked the message that they had for the Young Bucks. Sting talked about his father being his hero, and he had to deal with his father passing recently. And he basically said that he's going to bring everything that he's got left in him at Revolution to fight the Young Bucks. I like this. It felt big time. This is one of Sting's better promos.
It was. It seemed way more focused. Not to say that his promos aren't focused, but this one really was like laser focused for him because, you know, obviously, you know, rest in peace to Sting's dad. But I think that put him in lock-in mode. And then just the fact that this is going to be his last match put him in, I'm locked in. So this was like laser focus. And then do we really have to talk about Darby? Darby delivers every single time. So
yeah. Yeah. By the way, I want everyone to notice what the main topic of the chat has been so far. It's about the Women's World Championship. Just peeping it. Quill's good comment too, by the way, about Perrazzo dethroning Jordan Grace first. Getting back into it, Derek, we get the Wardlow promo. He brags no one could beat him. He called out Punk, kind of. He called out Samoa Joe. He said that he looks better in custom-made suits and championships than he does. They're trying to set Wardlow up for something. We'll see if it goes anywhere. We'll see what happens. There's been too much start and stop with Wardlow, so it's kind of a I'll believe it when I see it. But yeah. I thought it was a solid promo by him. It wasn't bad.
It was good. I definitely think he was too big for his britches, though.
He's got to talk that tough talk if he's going for the world title a little bit here.
I get it, but you're in no position to spark any kind of heat like that, bro. Stop.
I mean, he hasn't lost too much either.
He hasn't fought too much either.
Touche. Not his fault either, a lot of it. So
true. Yes, true.
Will Ospreay gets the hype video. They must have been listening to what B-Boy Skyline and O'Shea were talking about.
Come on, bro.
Will Ospreay got hyped up. I don't know if you guys saw his farewell speech, but he told Tony Khan he's going to give us all the AEW, and he was happy for him, thankful that he gave him the chance. Tony Khan was really happy with that. You can see him in the crowd thanking him and everything else. Will Ospreay, man, and it says that he will be on next week's Dynamite, and Will Ospreay versus Konosuke Takeshita has been announced for Revolution. Could be the match that steals the show. We'll see.
That's cold as ice.
Cold-blooded. So cold in the D. Wardlow is going to be competing at a match at Revolution called Meat Madness. Nothing has been said yet what that is, but it sounds like it's going to get meaty, I guess.
Hopefully there's no bystanders getting caught in between the meat.
Don Callis says that he has a score to settle with Sammy Guevara, and he says that he is going to come after him.
Timeout. Can we address the fact, like, there are a lot of loose terms that are starting to get used.
I'm not speaking on that at all. I am not at liberty to speak on that. No liberty biberty. I am not speaking on that.
Yo, Don Callis, bro. You get an A+ in my book for that.
Yeah, he was bugging. Meat Madness, pause. No E. Play. Play that Meat Madness, brother. Play it. Let's get into the main event. Get them final scores ready, man. We're going to talk about this one. This was a fun matchup here. You had the FTW champion Hook, Hangman Adam Page, and RVD against Samoa Joe, Swerve Strickland, and Brian Cage. I still feel like Brian Cage is standing out. Looks different. I don't know. I don't know what I want. I want to do something different with Brian Cage. I don't know what it is, but I just saw him today. I'm like, we got to do something different with you. Like, that's all I think when I see him. Swerve, incredible tonight. Played his role perfect. I thought Joe did a great job. I thought Hook did a great job tonight as well. RVD was great. I don't know how RVD's still moving like that in his 50s, but good for you, brother. You keep doing your thing. And I thought Cage did well tonight, too. They were trying to keep it all together. RVD looked tremendous in the early goings of the match. Hangman directed his attention to Swerve once again. He's so focused on trying to be Swerve. Power bombs him through a table. Couldn't hear Taz for the rest of the match. He's out there like, tomatoes, I don't even know what's going on out here. Like, you could hear him yelling in the background, but it took it out. But I thought it added to, like, a sense of realism of what's happening. Like, you can't get to the microphones again. Like, it's stuck under a person's body right now. What do you want me to do?
Right.
So I like that they did that. Samoa Joe wins. He chokes out RVD. I was surprised by that. That RVD was the one who ate the fall here, or the L. He got put to sleep by Samoa Joe, though, and makes Joe look like a strong champion.
Yeah. I'm over Hangman Page, bro. Like, I can't. I just can't. Like, I don't see it anymore, bro. Like, you had your run. Step away.
We'll see. They must see something in him. He was the young one out of the Elite faction. He was the younger guy.
He was. Yes, I'll give you that. But I don't know, bro. Like, just like the infatuation. I know it's not his decision.
I think Tony's just trying to keep him in the mix. He hasn't won anything, really. Honestly, like I said, I think he's there to he might be taking the L. That's just me talking.
I hope so.
Matt Lopez says, meet Madness. He's hoping to see Wardlow versus Hobbs versus Miro versus The Butcher, maybe. You can get down with that if you want.
Yeah.
Chair Relax said, is it Ospreay in the same faction as Takeshka? Yes, they did some convoluted answer for Don Callis making that match. I have no idea. I would have just had Don Callis turn on him and say that he's been too neglectful over here and we're sending Takeshka after him. That would have made more sense, but I don't know where they're going with this. Well, I want to do with Brian Cage is not having be a jobber. Listen, Brian Cage, though, is the group he's in. I want Brian Cage to, like, mesh with whatever he's doing. And Brian Cage, to me, is not meshing with this very well. Like I said, Kenny does the Terminator stuff. He does the Terminator stuff. He comes out dressed like Sonic while the rest of his teammates are kind of dressed like similarly, or at least, you know, Gates of Agony are a tag team. I'm trying to get with it here. I would love it if they all came out and, like, matched in gear and just did what they were going to do. But,
surprisingly enough, I don't remember the two that were with Swerve before they got released, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They actually fit as far as looks. They actually fit. And I feel like that's the look that you have to go with. Like, you need like the not so much like the street gear, but you need like the serious type gear, like, hey, we're here, we mean business. But I don't know. Brian Cage, though, I think
E has said it to me, though. Me and E have talked about this. He said, I like Cage being the weird friend who dresses like Sting. It's not bad, but it just sometimes I'm like, why are you dressed like Sting? Or why do you look like Sonic, like a muscle-bound Sonic right now?
Yeah.
And the rest of the team's wearing, like, black, and he's coming out with, like, bright blue and Streets of Cage on. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me being too harsh on the dude. I think he's got tremendous talent, but you gotta put him where he fits.
Yes. And I feel like he can fit with them, but his look has to change.
Uh-oh. April 3rd, Worcester, Mass. They're going to be doing a double taping Dynamite Collision. They're going to be going head-to-head with the first night of WrestleMania. Wowzers. They don't all have to match CJ. This ain't Parliament Funkadelic. they need to. Or at least look like you're in the same group. It looked like you're all focused on the same goal.
Right.
He just looks like, who's that behind them? Like smoke comes out, it's Brian Cage. Hangman doesn't need to be in the match. He needs to go back to the mid-card chair, Relax says. Wow. Listen, I don't think you're going to take the belt off of Joe this soon. That's just how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
The Trios match was a good match. Good action. All six men being focused. Three men involved. World title picture. Agreed. That boy likes Sega. Let him be. 6 out of 10 for me tonight. I'm going to meet Jesus and Matt in the middle. Matt says 7 out of 10. EPW, 10 out of 10. Women's wrestling is awesome. I'm going to go 6.5 tonight.
Yeah, I agree with that. 6.5 sounds solid.
Yeah, right in the middle between those. Not bad. Like I said, I would say this is a passable episode. Yeah. I wouldn't give it the thumbs down, but it was just there. And sometimes it's okay to just be that for an episode. It's fine. You know, hey, if Cage wants to dress like Sonic, hopefully they get a sponsor for Sonic 3, the movie. Yeah, let it happen. E's giving this a 6.5 as well. I respect it, family. I respect it. For those getting ready to gear up for Collision, Bryan Danielson versus Jun Akiyama. He's going to be there to disrespect Kingston's mentor. Yeah. Kingston and Danielson is another match on the Revolution card. Blood Owl. Here's all the matches that we have announced for Revolution. They added a few more since then, but it's looking like a stacked card, man. It looks like we're going to have fun.
I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to the show. I think we're doing a review for that show as well, Derek. So, hey.
Yep, I'm ready.
Hey, I'm with it. BJ comes in. AEW gets a Domino's. EPW gets that Pizza Hut always. No one outdoes EPW. No one. Appreciate you, Beach. I like that all the AEW sponsors make sense. It's just not glow under the backlight Skittles matches like up north. Jun Akiyama versus Brian's going to be fun. Yeah, I would love it. Quill's going 6.5 as well with us. EPW 10 out of 10. Yo, Quills, thank you, brother. Thank you. Is that Rampage or Collision? Hey. You should dress like a team. That might be the 80s in a chair. I don't know. He likes to be in the weird friend. I like tag teams looking like that. I need Axe and Smash of Demolition. I need Dax and Cash coming out. But once in a while, you can get away with, like, if one's wearing black, one's wearing white, but the colors are black and white. Like, that's fine. But
yeah. But there has to be some resemblance of, like, you belong.
Yeah. Nah, well, I see what E's saying too, though. He comes out like a cartoon character, like, this is my friend. Bro, who is this dude hanging out with y'all? Like, what? And then he's ridiculous. That could work, though, if that's how they really, really presented it. He came in, dominated, and just crushed people. How are you guys hanging with him?
Hey, who got next? I got my squad. Where's your fifth man?
Exactly. Right. Exactly. It's how you present it, I guess. And it's not presented super cool. Right. I like it. Can't wait. Chair Relax is giving it a 7 tonight. Okay. Easy E, Axe with the slick hair. Now, we want that Axe from Survivor Series with the, forget it. I don't care. He just came out with the comb over, looking like a nice dad. I just went golfing wig. So anyone sleeping this weekend, so much wrestling this weekend. Man, I need to re-energize, man. Didn't watch live, so I couldn't give a rating, but as always, EPW tips the scales and the awesome factor. Brother, thank you, McKinney. Thank you. Appreciate you, fam. Tonight's Dynamite barely passed with a 6.5. Hey, 65. That's true. That's
true. That's... Wait a minute.
Don't be coming out here with that 55, Derek. Nah. We didn't upgrade it here in New York. We can't have that anymore. Once again, big shout out to my friends, Brian Williams and everybody from the Pro Wrestler Shoot. I put their link in one more time in that chat. If you guys haven't, check out the interview with Brian Williams. It's greatly appreciated. Gomar, thank you for coming in. I hope you guys in the chat are having a good one. Appreciate you, brother. AEW wasn't it for me tonight. Nothing wrong with that if you feel that way. See you at 5 a.m. wrestling fam, coffee and wrestling. I'm eating sleep that day. I don't know if I'm going to watch it right away. We'll see. We'll see what happens at the Chamber show. But me, the man they call Derek, we are out for this episode of Everything Pro Wrestling. We will catch you all next week with another review of AEW Dynamite. Thank you to all the new subscribers, and I appreciate the love. We're out. One. Wow.